please.
Item number 12, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on the presence and management of emerald ash borer in Milwaukee County Parks. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome, gentlemen. Would you introduce yourselves and by title, please?
Certainly. My name is Guy Smith, Chief of Operations for Milwaukee County Parks.
Welcome, Supervisors. My name is Ramsey Rodakovich. I'm the Deputy Regional Manager for Forestry and Landscaping.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm here to provide a little bit of history of the emerald ash borer as well as the efforts that Milwaukee County Parks has been engaging and will continue to do. And then at the conclusion, certainly take any questions, and then we have some handouts as well. A little bit of history. The emerald ash borer is an invasive wood-boring beetle. It kills ash trees by eating the tissues underneath the bark. This metallic green beetle is native to East Asia. The larva, or the immature stage of the EAB, spends its life inside the ash trees, feeding on the inner bark where we cannot see it. This feeding disrupts the tree's ability to move water and nutrients back and forth from its roots to the rest of the tree. Essentially, the tree starves and eventually dies. On its own, the beetle will only fly a few miles. However, it is easily and quickly move to new areas when people accidentally move emerald ash borer larvae through firewood, ash nursery stock, and other ash items. A tree that has been attacked by EAB will die within approximately 2 to 4 years. The infestations are invisible for the first 4 years, and there's no real good detection tool. In 2002, the first discovery in the U.S. was made near Detroit, Michigan. It is found in 17 Midwestern and Eastern states and 2 Canadian provinces. In 2002 to 2003, the Milwaukee County Parks Land Resource Division began to diversify nursery stock in anticipation of EAB. From 2006 to the present, we have been hosting, attending, participating in local and regional workshops and educational sessions, including roundtables, to defend the effects of EAB and limit the damage to Milwaukee County Parks ash tree population and the forest resources as a whole. In 2008, the first Wisconsin find for emerald ash borer was in Newberg, Wisconsin, and now can be found in 13 other Wisconsin counties. In 2008, Milwaukee County Parks started collaboration with DADCAP, which is the Department of Ag and Trade and Consumer Protection, and they would do EAB surveys on our properties. In 2009, Milwaukee County Parks Preparedness Plan, an ash tree inventory, was created by the Milwaukee County Parks Land Resources staff and was funded by a Wisconsin DNR Urban Forestry Grant. And Ramsey Rodakovich and his staff headed that effort. It's estimated that Milwaukee County Parks has 356,000 ash trees, approximately 24% of our forest inventory. In 2009, Milwaukee County's first confirmed case was in Elk Creek, Wisconsin. Currently, 7 municipalities in Milwaukee County have confirmed cases: Brown Deer, Cudahy, Franklin, Greendale, Greenfield, the City of Milwaukee, and Oak Creek. In 2010, Milwaukee County Parks implemented the preparedness plan in conjunction with another Wisconsin DNR Urban Forestry Grant. We have a multifaceted, balanced approach to managing EAB and the effects of it. We do this through treatment of specimen trees, through planting of diverse native trees, removals of existing ash trees, and soon-to-be biological control with 2 species of parasitic wasps, working with Oak Creek, the DNR, DADCAP, and the U.S. Forest Service in the Root River Oak Creek location. Future efforts include cooperation and grant participation with the City of Milwaukee and the River Revitalization Foundation in the Milwaukee River Corridor, diversified treatment methods, i.e. effectiveness and ease of application, cost of materials, looking at longevity and moving forward with technology, updating our equipment so that we have more mechanical removal process, and increased plantings in-house and with partners such as the City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee Brewers, various friends groups, which are ongoing, and we have many of those going into the future. We will continue our involvement in learning sessions, educational workshops, roundtable discussions. Most recently, early spring, we were in Northern Illinois with a case study of treatment methods and findings. And certainly, we will continue to work with the Wisconsin DNR and all of our partners. Any questions?
Thank you. Questions by committee members? You know, I'm old enough to recall the denuding of our county back with the Dutch elm disease and the whelming elms of the east side, which were characteristic, formed these wonderful cathedral-like arches of green down every street, gone. The response to that was the diversification in terms of planting, I had hoped. But do we have any sense for, in terms of our municipalities countywide, the percentage of ash trees, would it be, you know, the figure you cited, 24%?
24% from Milwaukee County Parks.
From Milwaukee County Parks. But the municipalities generally, do we have any idea? Are there communities that have planted primarily ash trees that are more liable to be affected by this?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have Ramsey speak to that.
And you may not have the answer to that. I'm not, you know.
No, the estimates are saying that. The other municipalities are, the populations are around 20 to 24, 25% for everyone else, too. It was a pretty, everyone thought it was a really good suitable replacement for elms when those were subject to Dutch elm disease. So it was kind of replaced, and they tried to diversify. A lot of people tried to diversify as much as possible, but it's ultimately getting some trees in the ground pretty fast at that point. So,
and the methods to prevent the spread of this, how effective are they?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, one of the major pushes, and that's why we're going to hand out some of the information today, is making sure that people are not taking firewood, ash trees specifically, throughout the county and beyond, because that is one of the way that it spreads. The other way to help address it is by doing some of the treatments that we have mentioned for some of the parkways, some of the specimen trees, and those can be effective for up to 3 years. And then, frankly, by doing a very diverse planting, whether it's oak trees, maples, which not only are we lining out in our nursery, but any of the replacement plantings that try to reduce the issues. And we certainly do not hesitate to remove ash trees as we are right now. And when we're in that process, we're educating our neighbors, residents, and others on why we're removing and then what we will do to replace.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk.
I'm surprised South Milwaukee wasn't on the list because there was a major concern by that community just this last couple weeks. And I do have one question. Are we cutting healthy trees to stop the spread?
My apologies. When I prepared this, South Milwaukee wasn't officially on the DNR's website yet, but yeah, this is really new. And yes, we are cutting some healthy ash trees down.
And that's a concern. The one thing I have learned, South Milwaukee was very alarmed by this. 20% of South Milwaukee is either Grand Park or Oak Creek Parkway, to find out that the Emerald Ash Borer is now in that city. Really alarmed people. One thing I found out, I'd like to suggest that we have a good information campaign, is that our Wisconsin Extension has very good information and a website that people can go to with regard to pesticides and how to address this. And I think we should be proactive in using both Wisconsin Extension and Parks to get a campaign out. And I believe also I learned this, I'm not in any way an expert on this, but just from reacting to South Milwaukee's infestation, this does not include mountain ash. Am I correct on that? This is strictly ash trees.
Mountain ash is a different species of ash trees. Yeah, the common name is ash, but it's not of the fraxinus species.
And therefore, it's not part of this EAB.
No,
problem.
It is not.
I say that because I know a lot of the cities, especially Cudahy, when they replace the elm trees that you were talking about, Chairman, they replaced it largely with mountain ash. And I was very concerned about that, but I found out that mountain ash is not susceptible to this. So I think we should be prepared for a big informational campaign, because when cities find out or citizens find out that this is now in their neighborhoods, they get very concerned. I know the friends groups get very proactive, and I think we should have a game plan and work with Wisconsin Extension. So
might I suggest that we collaborate on that and perhaps set up a meeting with Eloisa Gomez from the Extension?
That would be great.
I'll take the lead on that.
Okay, appreciate that.
Sure. Anything further, gentlemen? Any questions by Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you. This is a serious concern. I'd like to be part of that initiative.
Okay.
I'm curious, how many, since recognition of this EAB issue, how many trees have died or had to be removed?
It's hard to put an estimate on it because the biggest thing to the preparedness plan was not stopping what we currently do just to deal with ash trees and EAB. Because, you know, ultimately tree pruning, tree removals, trees die beyond just ash. So it was the balancing approach of how do we continue to do what we do to all the other things that we have to take care of and deal with emerald ash borer. And that was really the big part of the preparedness plan. It's our estimate we can remove anywhere from about 100 to 200 ash trees a month, depending on the conditions and how much availability. And that's towards the winter month when we have a lot of crews and we have a lot of people attending to that stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if other areas of the country or areas of the state have had problems with emerald ash borer and been successful in eradicating it from the area.
As we mentioned, 17 Midwestern and Eastern states and two provinces. I think there's been, and don't quote me on this, because a lot of information is kind of moving fast, but I think there was one municipality in an isolated incident where they were able to contain it. But that was, and I think that was like in Upper Michigan, but that was very, very rare, and that was very isolated. You know, but a lot of times it kind of spreads kind of like a plague where it just kind of continues to move. And the biggest thing that's a challenge is not being able to detect it until it's too late. That 4 years of infestation where the bug is just kind of, you know, underneath the bark and it's just moving along and you don't see the evidence of it, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, we got it. So
I only ask because I guess I was wondering about, you know, the speed of progression and is there a possibility of actually, you know, cutting this invasive species out and, you know, preventing this from going further, or is it inevitable and an informational campaign and the tree cutting and everything else and the wasps is actually just going to slow it down?
Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct. It will be slowing it down, but we won't be able to eradicate it completely.
Okay. And I was in Colorado a few years ago, and I remember them having this problem. And the local governments there had a debate between they obviously have a lot more forestry than we do in that area, and they had a debate on whether or not they go after this and try to prevent it, which they had to admit they couldn't, or basically watch these trees die and then have to cut them down later. And what ended up happening was they didn't have the financing or the funds or the personnel and so forth to go after this. The trees ended up dying, and then they had forest fires starting as a result. So I hope that we'll at least be able to prevent that in any of our parks.
Chairman, Supervisors, and that's the reason why we have the multifaceted approach where we're necessary and where it makes sense, we treat, where we do proactive removals, and then where we're doing replacement trees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions? Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, I think Mr. Smith kind of touched on it right away. I'm looking, talking about, is it a one-for-one that we take one down, we replace that one?
That is our intent. In certain areas where, if it's a natural area, where sometimes thinning is actually a good thing, we will replace with some native trees, obviously, but it doesn't necessarily need to be a one-for-one. But when you're in a parkway or in more of an active recreation, certainly if we remove a tree, we will replant with a native tree.
And is it roughly in the same area?
Yes.
Because I've noticed on some parkways that there have been strategic hits, if you will, of trees, and then all of a sudden, you know, you guys come in with the grounder, and then there's, you know, and so then there's all the ash or whatever, and yet it doesn't seem like there's being replacements. And I can tell you, Honey Creek Parkway, KK Parkway are two that I've noticed, especially that are along the actual roadway.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, obviously, those trees that are by the riverbeds, creek beds or whatever, people aren't going to notice those babies. But the big ones that are on the parkway that provide a nice shade or whatever, and all of a sudden they're gone for whatever reason. And I wonder sometimes because, I guess I don't know if they're sick and deadly or if these are healthy trees. But I have not seen the replacement. I have not seen the replacement on the parkways. And I'm not concerned about, like I said, the creek beds. I'm concerned about the average, John or Jane Smith that drives like I drive and notices that the parkways are becoming more and more barren.
Chairman, Supervisors, I will certainly check into that in those specific parkways, but I can tell you that once the weather does cooperate with us, we will be sending out our planting crews, and we have the planting stock ready to go.
Thank you.
Further questions by committee members? Thank you for that disturbing report, but it's good that we're apprised of current conditions.